The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 2-0 on the season and visit Duke on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the ACC Network. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go straight to questions, please.
Sounds good. That's what we'll do.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman with the USA Today.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Great, Daniel. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to check and see how well you know David Cutcliffe and what he's done there at Duke.
Yeah, I know David very well. We're both fortunate enough to be trustees for the American Football Coaches Association. I get a chance to spend quite a bit of time with him in the off season, and he's done a terrific job. I have a ton of respect for him as a man. Obviously, the coaching job and his staff have done has been phenomenal. And you watch him on tape, they've got a definite plan in all three phases. They're very talented. They've recruited well, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
Is there anything that you have drawn on or look at with Duke in terms of a football program that university that's kind of like-minded academically or in that sort of stratosphere with Northwestern that you can sort of draw on for your program or have looked at?
Well, I would say over the last couple of years it would be their success, right? I mean, they've had back-to-back championships, and I think we aspire to obviously have that. Since 1995, we've been playing pretty competitive football around here. So, you know, we're kind of proud of the balance that we have with the elite level academics and competitive football. So, we kind of focus inward, and, you know, from afar, you just really respect the job that David's done and his staff and his program.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, I was just wondering, you guys have played a couple crazy road games in recent seasons with Syracuse, Cal, Notre Dame. Would you expect that same type of game Saturday against Duke?
Well, yeah. I'm not sure what you're alluding to with crazy, but we've been in some great games. I mean, they've been incredibly competitive, and if I was a fan, I'd say very entertaining. I think when you play, especially academic, you know, schools that are very similar and like-minded to yourself, you know, there's typically, a kind of behind-the-scenes rivalry, even though we don't play each other every year, because we have so much respect for what each other does. And I expect it to be a hard-fought game, and it should be one whale of a game.
And you guys obviously being in the top 25, how long was the conversation with your team about that, or was it very short?
Yeah, we've been working hard, you know, to really teach our guys how to eliminate distractions. You know, I thought we were a team that was distracted a year ago and, you know, just really honing our focus on what's important. And, you know, 3 weeks ago, the only people who were talking about us is that we might play in the toilet bowl around Thanksgiving, you know, and, you know, nobody's telling us that we were any good. And now, you know, you win a couple games and people start telling you that you're pretty good by ranking you. So, you know, what I told the guys is the bottom line is this, the only ranking that matters is how you compare to your, you know, how you rank compared to your best self. And when you look yourself in the mirror in the morning and at night, are you giving your best? And if you're improving, we've got a chance to improve as a team. You know, I expect our team to be ranked. I expect our team to compete for championships, probably like all 65 Power 5 coaches do, you know, head coaches do. So that's nothing unique to us. But, you know, at the same time, you know, just eliminate distractions and stay focused on what's important.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat. I want to ask you about such a young backfield, sophomore and a redshirt freshman back there. Do you have to slow things down for those guys, and how big of the leaps are they making from week to week as they get more comfortable?
Yeah, Murphy, you know, both guys, you know, really all three of our backs, you know, Solomon and Justin have been in the system now for, you know, in two, you know, basically 2 years, and Warren's been in it for three. So, you know, we've got the full gamut for those guys. There's nothing that they can't handle. All three have a very high football IQ. All three, I would say, are very unselfish running backs. All three want the ball, but they know there's more than that. Solo and especially Solomon and Warren play their fannies off in the kicking game for us. So, very proud of that group right now. I think it's very competitive. I think All three have great camaraderie and chemistry and are rooting for each other, and all three are pushing each other in practice.
Justin and Clay have known each other for a long time, going back to grade school days. Does that help having that chemistry between those guys and getting settled in?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think just right now, to answer your question, the answer is yes. It definitely helps them. I think, you know, you've got that type of relationship and respect and camaraderie. It always helps. But I'd also say that's kind of where we're at right now as a program. Our guys invested greatly since January to come together. They realized, you know, kind of how we beat ourselves from within, especially last year, and what we needed to do to get that fixed. And I'm really proud of our senior leadership, and, you know, our guys have done a good job. And now we'll see how we handle the adversity going on the road. And Duke's going to make a bunch of plays. We've got to respond to it and find a way to keep fighting.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, just wondering, what are you most curious about regarding your team heading into this game?
Well, Teddy, I think we are playing enough young players to just see how they handle a road trip, you know? I mean, the whole thing that goes along with it, from the way we show up Friday morning to the way we keep our focus after flying and everything down in Durham, and then how we handle it on the road. You only get to travel 70 by NCAA rules, a huge advantage, especially when you're playing in the South against a team that, you know, they'll be able to play all their eligible players. It's going to be hot, and how we handle it and how we prepare and how we go out and execute as we face adversity.
Good deal. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Teddy.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Josh Wallfish from Rocky Mountain.
Hey, Coach, always a pleasure to speak with you again. I'm curious, because talking with Coach Cutcliffe on Sunday, one of the first reactions he had was watching some of your game tape from earlier this year. It was almost like looking in a mirror. Obviously, Duke and Northwestern have a lot of similarities off the field and the challenges you guys face with the academics, but when you look at them on the field, how similar are your two programs?
Josh, it's great talking to you too, buddy, and hope all is well. Yeah, I think we are similar. I think they've got great team speed, and I think from an identity standpoint, similar to us, I think they know exactly who they are and what they're trying to get accomplished. I think they're very talented. And, David and his staff have been there together for a while, and they've got great continuity. So you could tell that they know what they're doing and kind of what the expectations are. They play incredibly hard. They play with great effort in all three phases, and it's going to be a great challenge. When you play somebody that plays with that kind of effort, you got to bring it every play. And so hopefully we'll show up with our big boy pads and go compete.
Following up on that a little bit, last time you played Duke, it was Coach Cutcliffe's second game. What differences do you see in Duke from the last time you guys played them in 2008 to now where Coach Cutcliffe has really been able to build the program he wants at Duke?
Yeah, this is his team. You can tell. You know, they've definitely recruited for speed. I mean, they are fast at every position, you can definitely see the blueprint. You look at the consistency, and that's Coach. I mean, you know, Cuts. He's a great man. He's a great person. He's a terrific football coach. I've got a ton of respect for him, and you just see his personality and his DNA all over the football team. It's very impressive.
All right. Thanks so much, Coach.
Hey, thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks. Go Cats.